for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2010 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Monday evening, July the 5th, 2010. Angelo Rosario is the speaker of this service, teaching on overcomers.
What God does, no one really completely understands. But we know that everything He does works out for the best. So I'm thanking God today for what He is doing, for what He is doing with the children. And I want to probably just put a little title out there called Overcomers. Because I was looking at the kids as they were marching around, but they had a hard time in school trying to pass the tests and trying to make it, trying to overcome, going from one grade to the next. And I'm sure and almost positive that it wasn't easy, that there were moments that they had a hard time in school. There were moments where someone made fun of them. There were moments that someone wanted to fight with them. There were moments that someone wanted to hurt them. But you know, the kids come from 1 to 80. It happens to grown-ups also in their jobs and in their daily walk. There's always something that you have to overcome. There's always a battle in our lives. And God is teaching us how to be overcomers. In order to be overcomers, we have to be able to learn something, receive something. And there are promises that God has given on to those that believe in His Word. And it tells us that the doors of hell cannot prevail against His church, against His people. The doors of hell do not have victory over us. The president doesn't have victory over us. The mayor does not have victory over us. No one has victory over us but Christ. And Christ is not a building. He is a person. An individual that's alive and well. See, Abraham went home to be with the Lord. Moses went home to be with the Lord. They had to go through something. I want you to know that you got to go through something in this life. You got to be an overcomer. Maybe you're going through a problem where you don't have the finance to pay your bills. But you're going through. You're going to make it. And the most important thing is that you're going through. Amen. And that you're going to be an overcomer. Amen. Maybe you're going through some kind of a sickness, a disease. Maybe you're battling something. But you're going through. The moment is going to come that you are going to be an overcomer. Because that beautiful verse that we love so much, greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. It means that in this world, you and I will have afflictions. Oh, yeah. We will go through something. Absolutely. But we're going to be overcomers. We're going to overcome because God loves each and every one of us. You may get up tomorrow morning and have a headache. Get some Vicks and put it on your head and tie a rope around your head, but don't hang yourself. Be an overcomer. Why? Because your faith is in that person that is called Jesus. Amen. That through Him, we are overcomers. Do not be afraid of the difficulties and the problems that may come your way. You know, the book of Revelation has spoken to the 7 churches because they had to overcome something. Every house of worship was fighting against something. We fight against the Jezebel spirit in one. The Nicolais in another. False doctrines in another. They had to overcome the problems that were in that particular community. There is no perfect. perfect church, but there's a perfect God. A God that is able to give us a helping hand. A God that is able to educate us to help our children overcome the problems that they're in school right now. There's a lot of problems in schools. Schools are falling apart. The enemy is penetrating. See, the word is being taken out of the schools.
Right.
You can't talk about Christ. You can't talk about God, but you can talk about witchcraft.
That's right. That's right.
You can't celebrate Christmas, but you can celebrate Halloween.
That's right.
There's something wrong. We have to be overcomers.
Right.
And the Lord speaks to the church because the church has an answer. And the church is the one that keeps and holds back the manifestation of the Antichrist.
Right.
This is a battle. It's been a battle since the moment that Jesus died on the cross. It was a battle before he died on the cross. It was a battle waiting for him to come. The children of Israel had to overcome the difficulties of their lives. Even their disobedience brought them into slavery, into bondage, and they had to overcome. I'm going to ask you, are you overcoming something today? Are you going through something today? In the book of Revelation, I'm going to use it to the best of my ability because I don't know too much English and Spanish. I can't speak either. So I'm going to try to speak the language of the Lord. Sometimes I'm going to speak to you, and sometimes I'm not going to speak to you. I'm going to speak to those spirits. Those spirits that bind us, that combine our minds, that takes us away from the thought and the holiness and the sanctification of God. Even though that we're religious people, even though that we have Christ in us, there are moments that the enemy will try to play with our minds, play with our emotions, play with our feelings. This is the battle that we fight. But I just want to use that Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. It is a wonderful thing that God speaks to the churches. He is speaking to your church, to my church, to the one church that God has built. He that has an ear, look around and see if somebody's missing an ear. Look around. If you see somebody that's missing an ear, lend him one, because you got two of them. Okay? Lend him one so that he could hear. And you know, when it talks about hearing, it talks about learning. Could you please give that person an ear over there, because they're missing one, please? You got two of them. All right? Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. The Lord is asking us, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church. In other words, you got to pay attention. You got to learn what God is speaking. That's why God gave you two ears and one mouth. You can listen more than what you speak. So that we can listen on both ends of our ears, to hear the counseling of God, to hear and understand that God is on your side. No matter what mistakes you make, God is on your side. For he has come to destroy the works of the enemy that is against you. Whether you're holy or not, the enemy wants to destroy you because there is something in you called the image of God. And anything that has the image of God, he wants to destroy it. He walked into a holy place, into the garden, where there was no evil, no sickness, no disease, no hate. What an important gift God has given us. He's given us life. You know who's the life giver? Is Jesus. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Without Jesus, we have no life. Without Jesus, we have no strength. Without Jesus, we have no peace. The Holy Trinity is something that is manifested in us no matter what. God's manifestation as against the powers of the enemy.
That's right.
God has taken us back to paradise. We were kicked out of paradise. We were put out. While we were out of that environment, listen to that, That word environment can make a difference in who you are. Who you hang out with can make a difference who you are.
Come on with.
The way you talk to other people and use words that do not bring the comfort defines who you are. The children that God gave Adam and Eve, they departed from that grace. See, God is on a mission. His mission of perfecting us. He that started the good work in us is going to finish it. He is going to take us back to paradise. You know that struggle that is in you? That you're fighting with alcoholism, with drugs, with buffing words, with lust? That's going to die. Pay attention to it, but don't give it glory. Pay attention to it, but know that God is working in you. And he that started the good work in you is able to do what?
Yes.
He is a finisher. But he said it on the cross very nicely, and I love him for it. Then through his pains of fighting the enemy, through the battle where the enemy was trying to take him down and destroy him, he cried out and said, today your battles will end. Today your suffering will end. Today your sickness will end. Today your sin will end. Today you will be with me in paradise. Oh, blessed be God. We'll break in the back of the enemy. Even on the cross. He was still saving and destroying the works of the enemy. Because that's what he does. He didn't look at him and said, he's a sinner. He's a murderer. He's an adulteress. He's a rapist. He's a child molester. He didn't say that. He said, Dan, at this moment today, you will be with me in paradise.
Amen.
Ain't that a great thing that God came?
Hallelujah.
What God says to the church in verse 11 also has another little piece there that says, he that has an ear. Go again, check and see if you lost them. Maybe you dropped one. It's important for you to get those ears into place. You know, I don't know when was the last time you got and anoint your ears. So that they could start hearing the things that pertain to God.
Yeah.
That you stop hearing that gossip. That you stop hearing those voices that turn you away from your fellow man. Those voices that make you criticize somebody else. That you learn to hear through the Spirit of God, the compassion and love of God. Sometimes we got to anoint our ears. Sometimes we got to anoint our eyes and say, Lord, make my eyes holy so that they can see what you see, Lord God. Sometimes we see the negative on people where God is seeing what's deep in the heart and is ready to break that and bring it out. Because you have come to set what? The captives free. You have a mission. But the day is going to come that we're all going to stand in the presence of God and we're not going to be able to hide behind religion. We're not going to be able to hide behind a couple of chosen words that we pull out of the book. The day is going to come that God is going to take that mask off each and every one of us. He's going to show the world who we really are. You see, because we're supposed to be light to the world so that the enemy may be exposed. We need to expose the enemy more. We need to be able to be filled of the light. But we got the ears part. We'll clean it up and let it. Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. He that overcome should not be heard of the second death. There's a second death that is going to come. Where God is going to separate us completely from him. People think, oh, that's destruction, it ends there. No, you know, there's a lake of fire. And there's hell that's going to be put in the lake of fire. It's going to be total separation from God. Don't worry about it. That was not made for you.
Amen.
It was made for Satan and his angels.
Yeah.
Heaven was made for you.
Yeah.
God has created a mansion for each and every one of us. Not because you're perfect, but because you dare to accept responsibility of our mistakes.
We dare to say, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned against heaven and earth. To repentance, people don't want to preach repentance no more. Every day of your life, you got to repent. While you live in this body of sin, you got to repent. Even for the sins that you are not aware of. David knew that very well before even Christ came. He prayed that prayer. He didn't want to have that second death. He didn't want to be separated from God. You know, many of us got to get back to the churches to bring the message of repentance. Not to criticize them, but to help them. Because they are our fellow men. Because one day we were in the same condition. And we have to be careful that we do not fall into that same condition again. The Word is trying to give you life. The first thing that the Lord has given us is life. The second thing that He is teaching us is about death. Death is a terrible thing. How many people are dead in their emotions? Dead in their love. Dead in their compassion. Dead in their understanding. How many of us have forgotten that God's life gives us love, peace? Many of us have forgotten and we have death. All we talk about is death. When God talks about life, eternal life, abundant life, life that never ends, blessed be God. Life in your home with your family. A life that brings something together that makes a difference with our children. That when you feel that sickness is coming in, you cancel the assignment of death and sickness because you anoint your children and you pray and take them back from the hands of the enemy. That we can practice that. And if you hear the voice of God that says, I'm taking them home, says, Lord, into your hand I commend their spirit. Because when you die in the Lord, you don't die. Psalm 23, 6 says that we will dwell in the house of the Lord for how long? Forever. And if you're dwelling somewhere, my brothers and sisters, could you be dead? You're more alive then than ever before. God speaks about life. Witchcraft speaks about death. Destruction and hate. Every time we look around it, death. To the family. They're still walking like zombies, walking around the street. But there's no family relationship. Even in the body of Christ, it's the same thing. But Christ came to set the captives free. To give us from death, He gives us resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. He comes into a church. And sometimes it's death, and that's a community. It could be a home. Because the first house of the worship were in the home. And He comes in there and He brings life. Oh, that's amazing. Where there was no love, where there was no peace, where there was no joy, there was no understanding. Christ walks into the house and He makes everything shine. Our mind gets clean. Everything starts to fall off that is negative. Cancer starts to dissipate. And it starts to walk out of the body, out of the house, out of the community. Because God is in charge. He's back to set the captives free. We do not walk in fear because death has to bow down to us. In whatever form it may come. And the spirit of cancer and disease and destruction. Gotta get up. Gotta get up. Gotta get up and get out in Jesus' name. Why? Because life just worked in. The assignment of death and destruction is canceled. Hallelujah. Well, that's not religion. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me relax. Hold on. God gives us life. Abundant life. He doesn't give us something that is not going to better us. Let me show you something. If we're willing to learn, hear what the Spirit says to the church. When our time gets near to go home, it is time for us to renew our understanding of the dwelling time that we have here and to accept the end time of the human life so that we may be able to receive the new life that God has for each and every one of us. See, death to us that believe in Christ is actually life. Life without pain. Life without suffering. No more pain. No more tears. No more sickness. No more baby. Everything stops. Hallelujah. But no more. We'll come to resurrection that we have started a new beginning that will never finish. How can we accept that moment? See, Christ accepted it on the cross. He knew that his time has come. And he said many times, no, no, the enemy has nothing with me. In other words, he can't do nothing to me. But the day that his time came, he said, my time has arrived. There's nothing that you could do, Peter. You could pick up a sword. You could do whatever. But I have chosen to lay my life down. And I'm going to pick it up again. Hallelujah. God is going to lift me up. And if I am lifted up, you're going to be lifted up also. Ain't that amazing? If he didn't rise from the dead, you would not have the hope of glory. The victory is not in a Pentecostal church or a Baptist church or a Catholic church or a Jewish church or a mosque. The victory is in the love of God manifested through the life of Christ so that we may be able to be set free. He that has ears, listen to what the Spirit says to the church. Because the Word was inspired through the Holy Spirit. And if we want to be able to serve the God of the spirit world, you got to be able to get in the Spirit.
That's true.
Those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And the truth is God's love. God's love. But let's take a little trip on down. God keeps speaking to the churches. He loves speaking to the church. He doesn't speak to the world too much. He speaks to the church. Hear this. And the church speaks to the world. God don't speak to the world. He speaks to the believers. And the believers and the prophets speak to the world. Watch it now. Well, glory to God. You are a chosen generation. Chosen by God to be a blessing. No matter how strong or how weak you are, you've been called by God to be an overcomer. To destroy the works of the enemy. There's power in your little finger more than what the enemy has. Oh, there are promises for you. These are promises that God has for you. You are a new creation. You see, the creation that was made in the beginning through Christ, the new Adam. We are a new creation. We have a destiny. And we're going to get there. No matter what the enemy says, we're going to get there. And this, you're not going to take silver and gold with you. You're going to take joy and peace through the Spirit of God. You're not going to take your wife and your children. You're going to take the Spirit of God. And them, they're going to be filled with the Spirit because there's a promise. Believe in the Lord our God. And you and your household shall be safe. Don't worry what anybody else say to you. You tell them, Lord, I believe your promises.
Amen.
Don't even believe what they're doing. Believe your faith in God that tells you believe in the Lord thy God, and you and your household shall be saved. But they're in prison. What they're doing is this. They're doing that. I don't care. I believe what God has promised. I am an overcomer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Get out of that pity bag.
That's right.
Get out of that shopping bag. Get out of that suitcase. Stop being the enemy's puppet.
Right.
Be a living being, knowing that God is with you.
Yeah.
I don't worry. I had to kill worry. I had to destroy it. I would worry for my children. I worry for my grandchildren. I worry for my mama. I worry for my papa. I worry for my brothers. I worry for their children. I worry for the church. And one day I'm in prayer and the Lord said, put your cares upon me. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Something broke. I became an overcomer.
Hallelujah.
I started to believe and to trust. And when I saw the negatives, I dared to say, Lord, thank you. Because what I'm seeing is not what you said. What I'm looking at is not what you say in your word. And I started to believe and to trust. And though my little natural person, that little natural Puerto Rican, African, Jewish, Christian person that lives in here, but we don't know who we are.
Amen.
All I know that I am a child of the living God.
Amen.
That I'm black because I'm high yellow. Glory to God. I'm glad that I'm a little mix of everything. And I praise God because God made one race, a human race. And one blood has redeemed us all. Oh, and made one heaven for each and every one of us. Blessed be God. I'm thanking God because we don't have a Christian heaven and a Jewish heaven and a Muslim heaven. We have heaven.
Amen.
Well, let me relax.
Yes, good,
oh, how great is when you start to believe that the Lord is on your side.
Yeah.
And that we should not hear the trumpets of the enemy. That we should not hear the counseling of the ungodly. That we must believe and confide in the counseling of God. I will never forsake you, Jim.
Amen.
I will never leave you. No matter what you go through.
Amen.
Whether you go through the fire or you go through the water, I will be with you. And he knows how to swim good. He'll carry you through the waters.
Amen.
He will carry you through the fire. He proved it with three young men.
Amen.
I love young people. You know why I love young people? Because I was young and foolish at one time too. God had to deal with me and help me to understand and bring me to that place. Now I'm old and handsome. And I thank God for giving me something that is new. And my daughters and my sons and my wife, they said, so me too, because we're all one. So the church became one. So we're all in the same boat. You want to disown me? That's okay. But you can't. No matter what you say, you can't get rid of me. No matter what you do, you can't get rid of me. You can kill me, and you can't get rid of me. Because for the rest of your life, you're going to remember that little Puerto Rican that I killed. He's going to be there. You could never get rid of me. Once you meet me, you'll never forget me. I will never forget you. Whether you like me or not, as long as I got you talking one way or another, I'm alive. The grace of God. Verse 17 also says, he that hath an ear. Let me see. I got to make sure. Always look around just in case someone has a blockage and they need a new ear. And those that have problem hearing because there's something has happened to their hearing, may the Lord's Spirit right now touch that ear and be healed and be restored in the name of Jesus. May God restore your natural ear. And may God restore your spiritual ear in the name of Jesus that created the eardrum, whether spiritual or material wise. Because the enemy is the only one that comes to destroy. He wants to destroy your body. He doesn't like your body. I love my body. He gave me a beautiful body. Oh, God. Sometimes it gets a little... my wife knows. She knows. My daughters know too. You know, they say I got a beautiful body. But thank God he gave it. He gave it to me. It's mine. You can't have it.
That's right.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church. See, it's the law of repetition. Ain't that crazy? He keeps repeating the same thing. We must be very dense. Because he has to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it again. Because we don't hear it the first time.
No.
Maybe you'll hear it the second. Or the third. Or the fourth. One of them is going to get you. I'm guaranteeing you that one of them is going to get you. Because you want to be in paradise. And you don't want to die. You want to live, don't you? Ask anybody, you want to die? Not me. And you know what? I want to die. To the flesh, as you said yesterday. I want to die to the world. Because the prince of this world is Satan. I rebuke him in the name of the Lord. I want a new life. A life that pants after Christ. And he said, my kingdom is not of this world. Ain't that amazing? I don't want the kingdom that's here. All the pearls and diamonds. things and everything that is here. I want His heavenly glory to fill me while I'm here. That as I walk upon the face of the earth, I know that I'm walking in heavenly places. And one day, in the very near future, I'll walk out of this body into paradise. Woo, His promises. Are you following me so far?
Yes.
All right. You could scream if you want. But you could also sit there nice and quiet. I don't need your response to glorify God. And sometimes when you're there nice and quiet, sometimes, I know you're listening to something. Because if you're screaming and carrying on, you can't listen to yourself. Your ears get clogged. You're too busy sometimes praising and don't even know what we're praising about. Maybe it's because I speak loud. But we need a little bit more than that. See, the word that gets into your spirit will make you praise. I don't have to pump hallelujahs out of you. But the Spirit will. Hallelujah. The Spirit will put a smile on your face when there's no smile. Sometimes I don't hear people praising, but I see them smiling. Oh, whoa. And I think, the Lord is doing something there. He's working. He's on a mission. And he's going to make it. If the person is too serious and they ain't got enough, I look away from them. I don't want to look over there. They may take my blessing away. But then I learned what my pastors to tell me. Once you're blessed, no one could take your blessing. The devil with all his angels could come forward. And with you and God, your majority. A million demons could stand in your presence. But with you and God, your majority. And when the Spirit of God is in you, you have the victory. You are an overcomer. You're not just anybody. You're something special. You are an overcomer. You are something that God created special for this day, for this time, to show the world that no matter what they throw at you, you could overcome in the name of the Lord. You could overcome pain, hurt, abandonment, divorces, separation, death. You can overcome whatever the enemy throws at you because the Lord has promised He will never leave you.
Yeah.
You know, many times, sometimes I think that we better stop asking God to give us something that He already gave us and start accepting what He has given us. Why would you pray for something that you already have in your closet? Get up and go put it on. Go get that shirt or that coat. Go put it on. You got it already. What do you want another one for? God has given you the weapons of your victory. Oh my God. Let me touch this. How much time I got? I got 3 more minutes. And God's time does about maybe 15 days. Okay? Because God's time ain't our time. And I want those spirits to get up and get out of here. They don't like hearing God's word. You know, I learned that the power of the word through the Spirit breaks the yoke. And all we got to do is say the word and preach the word. And I've seen spirits just get up and get out.
Absolutely.
I've seen people that I don't have to lay my hands on them. And the word is so powerful that penetrates into the heart and melts the heart. And the thing starts to get out. And you can see it. Get it out. God opens up that spiritual eyes. And we could be there putting hands on them and laying hands and pushing them on the floor and spit them in their face. Get out! And nothing happens. But when the word becomes that real, you know who the word is? Jesus. The incarnated word. That goes forth and it touches and it heals and it takes children and it makes them over, it molds them. I was in a church one time and I heard this little old lady, she went home to be with the Lord. And she cried out, And I looked. And I said, what happened? I said, Mama Cueva. Remember Mama Cueva? And she yelled. And she said, the Lord touched my knee. And I got a new knee. And she got up and started to run through the church. I didn't touch her. But God's word touched her.
Yeah,
that same old lady died in the church. Did she die in the church?
Yeah.
After baptism. We had a service of baptism, and we baptized about 12 or 15 people. The power of God hit. Our altar was about that high. She jumped up, filled the Spirit, and she hit her back on it, and she was gone. Had five oldest children that were there. One of them was a cop. He came running, and they jumped, and they, Mama! They started to scream and carry on. And I was just new in my ministry. I said, oh, God, what have you done to me? I said, oh, Lord, what are people going to say? Now, this is a crazy house. And I said, Lord, what do I do? And I remember that I heard the voice of the Lord. And he says, tell the spirit of death to go. And I said, tell the spirit of death. I never told the spirit of death to go. Matter of fact, I never told any spirit to go. And I listened. And I felt this power that came upon me. And they were crying. The whole family was there crying. And I laid hands on her. I said, spirit of death, I command you to be gone. Spirit of life, come back in Jesus' name. And she, oh, I got scared. I got scared. Don't tell me a person is dead and you're going to rise up and you're not going to get scared. I got scared. This little Puerto Rican was ready to run. Get into the wind. And she got up and she started to smack Felito. She smacked him and said, why are you so crying? You should have left me alone. I was in a nice place. I didn't want to come back here. Hallelujah. And she got mad and started to smack her men children. They were already in their 40s. God healed her from so many diseases. She couldn't die. She would not die. I had to go and pray for her to go home to be with the Lord. She couldn't die. I didn't believe that. 96. I went. And the Lord told me, I hadn't seen her for a long time. And somebody told me, you got to go and release her. I said, release her? I had to go. And when I walked into our house, she was there. Why? Because God is the giver of life. Paradise is within you. Peace is within you. And I said, Mama Cueva, God bless you. And she looked up like that and she said, I said, I'm here to release you. She goes, I said, it's time for you to go home with the Lord. Her children said, oh, no. I said, shut up. You got to accept God's will. She ain't going to die. She's going to live. Because everyone is born to die, but we die to live. And I started to pray and I said, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, who is our life, I ask your angels to come and take her home. And they said, ah! I said, shut up. Where's your faith? Your confidence in God. 2 days later, she went home to be with the Lord. Those that have ears, listen to what the Spirit says to the church. I could give you many testimonies about that. I believe what this word says. I believe it to the letter. I do not believe the games that people play. I do not believe the false statements that are made to possess people, not to set them free. To plant thoughts in their mind that are not real. If the Spirit reveals, the Spirit will reveal and bring deliverance. And He will convince us of our weakness, our sins, our disease. One thing that you and I must know, that we have all sinned, come short of the glory of God. One thing that you got to remember, that we're always sinners, repented sinners. And that every day of our lives, we are fighting this battle. It ain't about being in a Pentecostal Baptist church or whatever type of church you may want. It's being in Christ. Being in the resurrected Christ. And allowing Him to take over our lives. And that's what Paul learned. Why do not live anymore? We have to die to self. So that we can be Christ-like. Blessed be the Lord. Well, let me run this. Because I want to give you the other ones. Are you okay so far?
Yes.
All right.
You all right, Jehovah? Okay. Are we getting somewhere? I'm hoping we are. I'm hoping. I ain't going to do that little walk here. You know? Ain't God good? Whatever you feel, whatever you need right now, you can ask the Lord. I was in a church on 123rd Street. And I was ministering there, and the Lord put into my spirit to tell the congregation to ask for a new mind. And I said, all right, Lord. Now I'm thinking that God's going to give a spiritual mind, a spiritual awakening. But there was a person in the congregation that has Alzheimer's. He was a minister for, if I'm not mistaken, about 35 years. He was the pastor for the church of Rehoboth. And I said, okay. And all of a sudden, he was sitting in the back. As I said, God wants to give you a new mind today. And wants to restore you to who you were. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At the moment, I didn't understand, because sometimes God gives you stuff and you don't understand. And I said, Lord, your word is going out and your word creates. Please, Lord, create a new mind. And about 15 minutes later, I see this individual that I knew very well, Reverend Mario, and he picked up his head and he whipped his head around. And he said, glory to God. And then he cried out something that I cry out so often. I know that my Redeemer lives.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The spirit that was trying to destroy him had to leave. 3 days later, the Lord took him home with a clear mind.
Amen.
Oh, God is a good God.
Yes.
He is a miracle working God.
Yes.
He is a God that makes transformations. Sometimes my children ask me, my daughters and my children ask me, Bob, how come you don't minister the way you used to minister before? How come? Because they've seen so many miracles and so many people being delivered. And I have to answer that. I said, probably because God is doing a new thing. That I go out and I'm able to teach more through the experience that God has given. But he had never failed me. They seen. They lived their experiences. That's why I want to bring all my kids over. That they may be able to one day testify. Because the enemy will want to make us a liar. But I tell you that Jesus is real.
Amen.
That his power is real. That he will save your children and keep them safe.
Amen.
That he will save your grandchildren.
Amen.
When you put your mind on the Lord and his promises. I'm not going to finish it. Because you could go down to 7 other steps. The 7 churches, and each one of them have something special. He's going to give you manna from heaven. In other words, when there is a need, in a miracle form, God is going to send manna. You know, some people say, well, talking about material wealth. Oh, God is talking about miracle feeding. How he multiplies the bread and loaves of bread and the fish. He's talking about how he will provide for you. Where there's no water, out of that rock, he's going to make water come out of it. The devil cannot starve you, and he can't make you die of thirst, because God is the creator, and he is your God that will give you that power, hallelujah, that authority. The devil don't have no power over you. If there's no water in the desert, God will make water in the desert. If there's no food and no Walmart in the desert, God will make a Walmart from heaven. Manna will descend from heaven. And the enemy got to get out the way, because he can't touch the holy things of God. He can't touch the food of the angels. He can't touch the food that belongs to the children of the living God. God will send manna. I don't know how he does it. I don't care. All I know is that he does it. I don't have to look into it. I was hungry and he fed me. I was naked and he clothed me. Hallelujah. Woo! Ain't that amazing? That's the God you serve. That's deliverance. That's deliverance. When you and I start to believe
Even those children of Israel that were so disobedient in the desert. God was still merciful on them. Ain't that something? All right. Let me leave that one go. Let me run it and finish it up, because I know you want to get up early tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the morning and come to prayer. I need to come to prayer too. I've been taking it easy in the morning. But let me finish it up with this one. Oh, Jesus. Now, I got to get something that's going to. If you take a look at the seven churches, you're going to find all those promises that are in there. Each church God gave a promise to. And you know what I like about that? He is the promise keeper. He keeps all his promises. I promise my wife I will never leave her. I will never forsake her. I am a liar. Because I could die tomorrow. I'm going to forsake her. And I pray that no Jezebel come around. I rebuke her in the name of the Lord before she gets here. We need to be able to be as real as possible with God. Because while you are here, and I am here, the enemy is after us, trying to destroy us and trying to take from us the gift of God. To those of us that have lost loved ones, children, as I mentioned the other night, grandchildren, I never went through that experience, but I did go through it. And sometimes it still hurts in the natural, and I question. 2 years ago, my mother went home to be with the Lord, lovely woman. Last night, I had a dream with her. And she was acting, there was politicians around and people, and she was jumping at me. I heard I was like sitting down, and she was saying, "Have you seen Angel Rosario? Have you seen Angel Rosario?" And she went from this guy, and then I saw a Senator Ruben Diaz that I know for over 40 years. He's a reverend, and he looked tall and thin and good. So I'm figuring that he's in danger because he's about 70 years old and he's got sick. And I'm figuring that there's something there that I got to pray against, that spirit of death. And my mother came and stood by his side. And she said again, as I was in there, "Have you seen Angel Rosario?" And I look up and I, "Mom," and my tears wanted to come out. And she says to me, "Do I look all right, Angel? Do I look all right?" I said, "Yes, Mommy. Yes, you look wonderful." And I woke up and was like, God, healing my broken heart. She's okay. She's alive and well. A little woman, 4'7", 80 pounds wet. That's all she has ever been. But that's my mommy in the flesh. That's my special gift in the flesh. That was the ship that brought me into this world. That God put me into that wound. Hallelujah. And if it wasn't because of her, she wouldn't be here. Look how beautiful she is. And if it wasn't because of her, Angela wouldn't be here. God's grace and blessing is amazing. I want you to know today that I won't be able to finish, but one day we'll finish the whole thing on the seven churches. Because I just took the last verses. That's where your victory is at. Don't give in to the enemy no more. He is trying to destroy this nation. And he is trying to destroy this world. That's been his M.O. since the beginning of paradise. But Jesus came down to step on his head and say, "You know what? I'm going to destroy this world. Not you. I'm going to burn it. But I'm going to rapture my people and take them home. And then when I heal the land again, I'm going to bring them back." Oh, hallelujah. The book of Romans says that even nature cried out to be delivered. Ain't that amazing?
That's right.
God is in the redemption business. He's our Redeemer. You're going home. And believe this. You're coming back with a new body. And that body is going to be perfect. The enemy can't enter that body ever again. You're going to live in a state of perfection. He can't enter no more. Because the blood of the Lamb has redeemed us. and given us a new nature, a new body, a new beginning, where the enemy can't come into this temple anymore. Hallelujah! I can't wait. I can't wait for that moment where I could walk through golden streets, where there won't be no shooting, no more drugs, no more cursing. I don't have to be afraid of the night, because there's no night. Only the light of our Lord will be shining there. I can't wait for that day where there will be no more Puerto Ricans, no more Cajuns, no more blacks, no more whites. All these children of the living God.
Amen.
Creation that God made, that there will be no more races. See, because racism is still alive in the churches.
Yeah.
That's a demon.
Yeah.
Here's a demon. And everybody says, oh, I'm not ready. Everybody plays the race card. We better pray the Christ card.
Amen.
And let God make us and guide us into a new beginning. God's kingdom on earth. I'm going to close again. To him that overcomes, will I grant him to sit with me in my Father's throne. To him that overcomes, God's going to sit you on his throne. Ain't that amazing? You can't get into the White House, but you're going to get into God's throne. And God's going to have a little seat for you there too. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. You ever been to the White House? The other time, a couple of weeks, a month back, they called me to go to the White House. They pay my fare to go to the White House to meet with the Congress. And it's amazing that they told me, Bishop, we need you to go and meet with the Congress on an initiative that's going on human rights. And I said, me? Yes, you. And I said, but I haven't got nothing to do with that. And then I remember that Jesus is the protector of the human rights. We all have rights under God's kingdom. And our rights are trying to be destroyed, spiritually and material-wise. Well, they said, you know what? We got a ticket for you. Go pick it up. So I told my friend, take me to New Rochelle. And he took me to New Rochelle. When I get there to pick up my ticket, it wasn't there. So the lady at the ticket booth, she says, don't worry about it. Go on the train, and they'll take care of it there. So I get on the train, and I ride all the way down to 42nd Street. To pick up the other ministers that are going with me. The conductor never came by to get my ticket. So I just sat there. I got off the train. And I waited for the pastor. He comes in. And he says to me, did you get your ticket? I said, no, I thought you had it. Now we get back on the train. And he says, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. We get on the train. The conductor now comes and asks for the tickets. And he gives him his ticket. And he asks for mine. I said, I don't have mine. I thought he had them. He said, but I'll pay. He says to me, do you think you can ride on the train free? I said, no, sir. And the other pastor, he says, let me make a call and I'll get the tickets and I'll fix this all up. So he calls up and he tells them that the other person had a credit card. He said, we don't accept anybody's credit card unless they're present. So I got by. I said, no, listen, here's my credit card. And then the other pastor tells them again, no, but it's already confirmed. He said, there is no proof. So I said, okay, sir. Look, please leave it alone. God's mercy, God's blessing be there. I took out my credit card. When I took out my credit, he saw my shield. And he had already told me, he said, do you think you could ride for free? I said, no. But let me tell you something. There are some people that could ride for free. And he looked at me. And I said, take my credit card. I said, no, sir. No, don't worry about it. I said, no, please take my credit card and charge my ticket. And he got that, no, it's all right. You can ride free. The pastor that was with me was giving the testimony to about 50 other pastors. They still can't understand it. But you know what happened? God will give you favor wherever you're at. He got me there and I had to come back to New York the following day. I just barely made it. To do what? They had a program in the Bronx, which I thought it was a little program. They had over 500 people there and the police department was all over the place. They had closed down the streets waiting for Bishop Rosario to come. To be able to preach a message and a teaching on bridging the divide, the gap between African Americans and Hispanics.
Let me tell you. I made them all one. They all had to die. The Puerto Ricans and Mexicans and Dominicans, they all had to die. The Jamaican black, the African black, the Jurian, everybody had to die to become one people. And that we all come out of one blood. The blood that God put together in the beginning. That's what God does in His mercy. Why is He doing this? I wanted Him to do this when I was young. He had me running around only the Spanish speaking people. But God knows the time and period because we're living in the last days. The Lord is giving us an opportunity. In that verse, let me, I didn't finish it up, right? The third time, okay. You keep count. Maybe by the time you finish, you'll learn how to count. To him that overcome, will I grant him to sit with me in my throne. Even as I also overcome, and am sitting down with my Father in His throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. There's a throne that you're going to sit there. You're going to sit on that throne. When I get there, I will see my granddaughter and I will see my grandson.
Hallelujah.
I will. That makes me want to spend more time with God. That makes me want to lock my spirit closer to the Lord. Why? I want to see them. I want to walk with them. My grandson, her son, when he was a baby, I used to cry sometimes. I said, Lord, I'm never going to play basketball with him. I played basketball with my other grandsons. And now they're big, you know, and tall, and strong. And I'm old and weak, but I trip them. They don't know the tricks that I know.
Yeah.
You know, they don't got that experience. They don't know. I don't know. I could hit from the cue. I'm pretty good. Even at this age. But I can't just keep on going. And they think that, I tell them, you guys can't play, man. But you can't stop me. But they don't know that I'm really tired. And I got to get out because I don't got the stamina no more. You know, I can't continue, you know. But I used to cry because one day we were in my house and there was a little ball, little basketball. I put my hands like that and we played basketball. He used to throw the ball. Go. And he would throw it and my heart felt good because he was 6 since he was a baby. And God took him home. They said he will never walk, but he did walk. They said he would never learn. But one day that he will never speak. He spoke and that he will never learn. One day we were in the hospital and there was some jello on the outside of the cabin, you know, the bars and things like that. And he put his hand through it and grabbed it. And it couldn't come through. And he put his other little hand up and he brought it up and he brought it over to the house. I said, whoa, he's smarter than I am. He was what? An overcomer.
Yeah.
No matter what you go through, no matter what you're living, you can be an overcomer. Nothing should stop you from being successful in the Lord. You are a miracle person. God made you a miracle. You are different than who you were before. You are a walking miracle. You are a walking Bible. You are the walking Spirit of the living God upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord. May God bless us and may God keep us. And may those spirits that try to hold you back from being who you are be gone in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
may you take control of your destiny.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. May you know in your mind and your heart of heart that God has given you the victory already. Do not settle. Because yours is the kingdom.
Amen.
Yours is the victory.
Yes.
The pain and suffering will end. I will never get old ever again. I will live forever young.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Let us rise. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Maybe in another day we'll finish those. But I pray that you look them over. The 7 churches. God is speaking to the churches today. These are the last messages of the book of Revelation. to the churches of our time. And in those churches, you could also see different denominations, different doctrines, but one God. One God that is redeeming us. Heavenly Father, all the glory and all the honor is yours. For before the foundation of the world, and before I knew who I was, you knew me. You, O Lord, and only you, allow my mother to carry me, to allow me to come this day to give your word. Not mine, but yours, Lord God. We are your instruments, Almighty God. And we pray, O Lord, that you use us accordingly. That we will be vessels of edification. Vessels of deliverance. Vessels, O Lord God, that will make a difference in somebody's heart, Lord. In somebody's home. Father God, we are being prepared to go to be with you. To live forevermore. We, in Jesus' name, take authority over the powers of the enemy. We will become overcomers and we will step on the head of serpents and scorpions, O Lord. And they will not be able to harm us because thou art with us. And if you are with us, who can be against us, Lord God? Oh, Lord God, no angels, no demons, no power, oh, Lord God, no principalities can stop us, Lord. For thou art with us, Lord. And in your holy name, do we go forward being victorious and overcomers in our homes, in our churches, in our jobs, with our families, with our friends, Lord God. And we will give you the glory. And we will be careful to give you the glory every moment and every day. In the blessed name of Jesus, I declare by the authority of the word of God that each and every one of us here today are overcomers in Jesus' name. That the enemy has no more authority and no more power over us. We are his children. And we have his protection and his authority. And whose name?
Jesus.
And whose name?
Jesus.
And whose name?
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, let it be done to the glory and honor of his name.
Yes.
God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.